Good morning, everybody. It's time for the Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. It's Elder Care Radio, only on News Radio 890-925-KDXU. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this beautiful Wednesday morning with the sun is shining. There's no snow on the ground here, but it's a bit nippy. But we're glad that you could join us today, right before Christmas.
And for those of you in Cedar City, who we love, there is a lot of snow on the ground.
There is a lot of snow. And we were there last night.
We were up there last night, and it was, you know, kind of magical. You know,
still snowy in Cedar, huh?
Yeah. So it's
there wasn't any snow falling, but there was quite a bit of snow still remaining on the ground.
Yeah. So it is a great Wednesday, Wellness Wednesday, and this is Elder Care Radio, Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, brought to you by. Our telephone, let me just throw all this stuff out and then we'll get on to the good stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Our telephone number, if you'd like to call us at any time, we would love to answer questions. That's 435-477-6999.
Or find out more about us and why we're here at our website at pathwayhospicecare.com.
So we are, of course, well into the holiday season. We are, you know, 4 days away from Christmas.
I know. It's exciting, right?
It is.
The feeling of Christmas is definitely in the air. I always love this season because people tend to be a little bit lighter in their steps and a little bit happier, more patient.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kinder, right? Like we're all striving to be just a little bit kinder with each other. Is that true?
I hope so.
Andy,
have you noticed that?
I think so. Although traffic at times is still a little bit risque.
Okay, that's true. Sometimes you go, "Hey, it's Christmas! Don't cut me off!" Right?
Well, and I think there are some people who get a little bit annoyed with some of the aspects of the holiday. You know, the commercialism
for good reasons.
Yeah, for absolutely good reasons, and that's you know, and so it's trying to find that balance. A couple of years ago, you know, it was COVID. We had nothing to do. And so planning for this radio program, we actually went through and looked at holiday traditions. And it was interesting to look at those traditions and how they've kind of evolved and changed. But I was, you know, over the last couple of weeks been thinking, okay, so traditions, why do we have them? What, you know, as a society, as cultures,
right.
Because every culture in history and around the world seem to have traditions, and why do we do that?
Can I also say, not only why do we have them, but why are they becoming less important today? I think that's a huge important fact, right? Like, why is it that people are willing to walk away from tradition so easily?
Hmm.
And the only way you can get to that is to first understand where the traditions came from, to perhaps see what's changing in society. Personally, I'm old school. I don't want to give up my traditions. I still love patriotism and love for this country. Am I a little bit disappointed in the direction that it's going and in society and the world? Sure I am. But if I don't remain patriotic and loving this country and standing for what I believe in and promoting a positive atmosphere, then I don't feel like I'm doing my part. So that's the world according to Kaylee. I don't want to give up my traditions.
Right. And tearing something down doesn't build anything. In spite of what may exist, building something that's better is better in my position. So I completely agree. And that's kind of what, you know, I was looking at. So we have these traditions throughout the year and throughout the world and throughout history. And I was kind of imagining what those traditions were intended for and the celebrations that we had, you know, and Christmas, certainly we celebrate a lot of things. We celebrate the birth of Christ. We celebrate children's joy. We celebrate a lot of things. But even around this winter solstice kind of deal, what was the cause of that? Why did we celebrate? And I think if we lose the focus of the reason for the celebration and just try and tear apart the what's resulted from it, you know, the commercialization or whatever, that makes it tough. But and we don't, you know, you brought up why are we walking away from traditions and these cultural things? You know, if you went back a few hundred years and we were in a seasonal lifestyle, and that means that right now there's a good possibility that we were not going to live for another 3 months because there was going to be no food. You know, if you didn't prepare, it could be a very dark, of course it is a dark part of the year, but it would be a very dark and foreboding time. And so having this opportunity to celebrate, to sing and dance and to, I guess, renew our life and our hope just before this dark time, I think was a very important part. Now, today, we don't imagine that we are going to be without food for a while.
Well,
so that's
some
no.
do. This is a crazy economy right now.
That is. And there are plenty of things that will take people away from the earth. And it's just, you know, loneliness and all these other things. But I still think it's very important for us to celebrate. Celebration is a key part of our personal psyche and a cultural thing.
And in the most basic sense, isn't a positive attitude and focusing on all things that are good, keeping happy and, you know, upbeat about things, isn't that healthy and good for us? But doesn't that also give us a different perspective? Just this last week, I have a son that's getting ready to go off to college, and I think just everything was overwhelming. I mean, he's been going to Dixie, but now he's actually moving all the way to Logan, making his mom cry so that he can, you know, pursue his dreams. But I think things were just all piling down around him at once, and he was feeling extremely stressed and overwhelmed. And at one point, he was, you know, he's still working a full-time job, you know, 10 to 12 hours a day. He's preparing for, you know, going off to school and getting everything packed and ready. Christmas is here. He's trying to find his rental, just everything, all the weight of the world felt upon him. And I said to him, you know, Cole, sometimes you just have to take that step back, take a deep breath, get a good night's sleep, and then revisit it in the morning. Now, nothing was going to change. All the same things were going to be there in the morning. But once he had a good night's sleep and just removed himself from the stress, he was able to look at it much simpler, right? He was able to take each part and say, all right, I've got this. Sometimes I think that we get so caught up in the down and drudge that we have a hard time getting out, and we just have to stop the negative place, maybe walk away, take a walk, look at the Christmas tree, look at family photos that make you happy, but look for happy things to change the direction, because if we stay in that downward spiral, we just get deeper and it's harder to dig our way out.
Yeah, well, and the influence institutions, you know, and that's, of course, politics and even education and so many other things in business. A lot of times they try and unite these groups of people to move in a direction. And most of the time that's either through fear or creating a common enemy, right? Neither of those are positive. And so when we get caught up in that and we are fighting against the commercialism of the season, or we are, you know, opposing some small aspect of a much bigger event, you know, well, let's start with Veterans Day. I think, you know, that's, for me, that's the beginning of this holiday season, right? Veterans Day is the start of that. And I think it's really important, as you mentioned, to memorialize that day so that we can think back on those people who have, you know, worked in the military to protect our rights and our privileges and to
literally given their life so that we can have what we have in this country.
But Veterans Day, for those that are living veterans, that, you know, they should be celebrated, and so we think that's important. And luckily that one has not been so commercialized. You know, we just get to celebrate it as it is. But then we move on to Thanksgiving, and now we've got this big push to try and say that it was a negative thing, when how is just taking opportunity to be thankful and to reflect back on the things, the positive things that have happened in your life, how can that be negative?
Right.
But there's no way to influence people to act if we don't influence them in a negative way.
But might I say, absolutely everything in our life will have a pro and a con, and a yin and a yang, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a positive and a negative. Do we really want to start choosing to focus on the negative and then discount anything good that came of it? Because if our focus is on breaking down traditions and giving things up because there might be a negative aspect to it, then we also lose the positive, right?
Absolutely.
So why would we do that? Why would we give up anything, even the smallest amount of positive in our world? Why would we choose to do that?
And when we start to be negative, that seems to be what we see is negative, and that drags us down.
Right.
And so if we choose to just refocus on a positive, you know, something in this holiday season that you can find to be positive about. Use that as a starting point to make your life more enjoyable instead of just more active, you know, being more, I guess, visceral or whatever.
Any thoughts, Andy? What do you think about that?
Well, I was just thinking about Thanksgiving, and the news business the week before Thanksgiving talked about the inflation and all the negatives, and you know the crowds and the travel and the traffic, and I guess I probably spent a little too much time on the negative and not enough time on the thanks part of Thanksgiving. So you're right.
I think that happens. I think that, you know, society today is really trying to redirect our focus to the negative. And I haven't figured out why that is. But in everything, right? Like even in COVID, yes, it locked us down. On a positive note, it slowed us down. And we spent more time on family and there were some positive aspects of it. Yes, there were negative. But if we always mingle in a little positive, then we're going in the right direction, right?
And it's not that we have to ignore the negative. We don't have to say, oh, it doesn't exist. We just have to say, well, it does, and what can we do about it? And Andy, on the news cycle thing, I think that the news has tried a number of times to try and be a positive influence. It's just not very effective to get people to listen to the news.
Well, and that's the honest truth. And something I learned early on in my journalism career was you do a positive story, you get five people say, hey, good story. You do a story, not negative, but maybe highlighting something negative that happened. And you get dozens of comments from people saying, hey, wow, I didn't know that. That's a great, you know, it's the truth,
sadly,
Richard.
If that's the sad truth, then we are really doing a lot to propagate the negative, right? And so if we just maybe always end in a positive, how about if we like to watch the news, we like to know what's going on, how about if we take a step away and list five good things that are coming in the world or that are happening? I mean, right now with Christmas, I've been surprised, and I think this is kind of what instigated this talking point today. There are people that are literally saying we're not celebrating Christmas this year because it's become too commercialized and we're, you know, kicking against it. Well, while I understand, you know, fighting the commercialism of it, shouldn't we still celebrate the good, the family-centeredness, the peaceful feeling, the focus and the intent that was intended at Christmas? And we're using the word Christmas a lot, but many celebrate, you know, a beautiful season through Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and whatever your celebration is. It's with the intent of a positive feeling and outcome.
So I think we can look at it as external influences on us tend to be negative, right? All the things we hear, all the other pressures. And so to find that positivity, we really have to go internal and create those, actively engage in internal joy and positivity and to counteract that. Because, yes, the news isn't going to give us a lot of positive, because telling people it's sunshiny out, well, I can figure that out for myself, but I may not have known about that car accident, and that's interesting.
Right. Yeah.
But so we really should try and redirect our own thoughts more towards the positive, accepting the fact that the world has some negatives in it.
Right. Andy has to talk about the car accident, but then you can walk outside and say, but it was a beautiful sunny day when it happened. They didn't get caught in the rain or snow.
Or I found that parking spot that was right where I needed to be.
Perfect.
Or... yeah.
The car accident happened, I wasn't in it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's positive, right.
Or the bad traffic or whatever.
And that's part of the concern is that, you know, we now are focused for this holiday season, which was intended to uplift us and to bring us joy and to give us a positive outcome in spite of the negativity of the possibility of the year. Now we're just fighting against that. So we hope that we can get people to change and at least consider figuring out how they can make this a more positive event. Because a lot of people, you know, they start on that cycle of, okay, so I'm not in a good mood, so I'm going to do things that keep me in a bad mood.
Yeah. And I don't think we put a conscious recognition on that. I think that's part of the problem. That's kind of what we're trying to hope to possibly get people to consider, that there is a natural man that we do tend to dig ourselves deeper in holes. And yeah. we have to learn to put the brakes on and look at the positive. The negative is not going to stop in the world around you. There always will be. But there are always a lot of positive things going on as well. So while you may hear the negative, I think it's really good to round out your day with a, but there is still light and positive in the world as well.
And don't depend on other people's standards of what the holiday should be to determine whether or not you're participating correctly. For instance, you know, the Nutcracker Suite is a big part of the holiday for some people. I mean, that's the ideal Christmas thing to do, and I've seen parts of it. And it hasn't driven me to want to see the rest of it. I don't know.
Here's the truth. He falls asleep. We go, he falls asleep. How do you fall asleep?
On the positive side of that, you get a nice nap in. Right?
Yeah. There's always a positive. But it's not the Nutcracker Suite that makes the holiday for me, and that's okay. And I'm okay with people who like that. You know, they say, you know, what's the difference between a vegetarian and a meat eater? Meat eaters don't try and make their meat look like vegetables. I don't need to make my holiday seem like somebody else's ideal holiday. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with making it, you know, what I want it to be, and focus on the things that bring me joy. It's not getting gifts or things like that that matter to me.
That's interesting, because in a day of social media, we get caught up in everybody's post on how perfect their life is and perfect their season is. But we sometimes tend to forget that they turn the camera off and they still have life. And it's real. And it has some negative things happening in it, just like you. Don't try to live to a standard that is artificial and created just to promote, you know, followers. Look at a life that is real. It's all real.
Yeah, make it your own, and don't worry about it. I just read a fortune cookie last night. It said, holding yourself to other people's standards gives them too much influence over you.
That's a good one.
Just don't care. But we really would like people to find joy in this holiday season. And that kind of brings us to a point. You know, a couple of years ago, as I was looking through this and trying to find information about the holidays, I thought it was very interesting that the 12 days of Christmas, which we have all heard the story of, or, you know, listened to the song more than once, and maybe some of us even remember all of the players in that song. But what it was intended to be was Christmas Day was day one of the celebration. It wasn't the 12 days before Christmas.
Really?
Really.
So is it commercialism that has started it the 90 days before Christmas?
Well, it is the commercial part.
Before Halloween?
Yeah, and I personally get to celebrate the fact that the commercialism ends on Christmas Day. And now I actually have justification to take 12 days and enjoy a holiday the way I want it to be, because the commercialism is going to be out of it. Now, I don't want the news industry to understand that Christmas is really 12 days long after, and so we're going to have more sales. But for me, I kind of took solace in this idea of, so Christmas is day one, and then for the next 12 days, I can celebrate Christmas with gift giving or with just, you know, enjoying the holiday and the things that are more important. Not necessarily lights on people's yards, that I have to do before, because many people are going to be taking them down by the first. But maybe that's, you know, my day three of Christmas season is going and looking at all the holiday lights when everybody else is not, and doing those kind of things.
I love that. It gives you an opportunity to truly celebrate the sweetness of the season without all the chaos around you. If you really are spending 12 days after Christmas, first of all, you're not fighting for time with, you know, your married children who also have extended family, but you can just celebrate the sweetness and the intent of the season. That would be a great holiday tradition to bring back.
Right. I think that would be great. And so I hope that we can get people to consider doing that, to for the next 12, you know, 12 days after Christmas, to start figuring out ways to make that more important for themselves. You know, if commercialism is important, understand the stores are still open. And other than the return lines, it probably isn't going to be as busy.
And maybe that's an opportunity. And the sales are really good.
And the sales are going to be really good. The after Christmas sales are good. So you don't have to give up everything about Christmas that you love to enjoy it on those last 12 days.
Yeah. So leave the birds out of it, though, the calling birds and the French hens and the turtle doves and all that. We don't need those.
Well, as a man that likes to smoke, I would think that...
Ah, those kind of birds. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I could do that. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what a smoked French hen would taste like, but I have a feeling it would be good.
Probably so, yeah.
Was that bad for me?
No, no.
Okay.
Smoking birds is
he's a carnivore. It's okay.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, just you have 12 days. So think of something you can do on each one of those that would be meaningful and engage your family in that. Even if it is, one of those days is just calling and talking to family members and giving them time. After the busy hectic, because we don't have the time right now. It seems so hectic, especially for us, because we tend to be last minute people anyway, when it comes to the holiday. So it is uber hectic, and we don't get the opportunities to share and enjoy. And maybe, the 12 days after, you have that opportunity to spend a little time talking to friends and family.
I love that. I'm going to do that. I'm going home and telling my kids that we're not celebrating Christmas until the day after Christmas and 12 days beyond.
There you go. We can do that. we're gonna celebrate the 12 days of Christmas, which starts December 25th instead.
There you go. My grandkids don't understand the calendar anyway, so we're good.
Right. The Advent calendar is fine leading up to Christmas or leading up to the Christmas season, but now we have 12 days to really enjoy it. And your kids will be back in school, so there'll be some time for you to just enjoy by yourself. You don't have to have your kids involved during the day, or whatever it is, whatever makes you happy. That's what we want to.
Are you going to get Kaylee 5 golden rings on December 30th? That's what I want to know.
I can't wait to find out.
5. It's the fifth day of it Christmas. Is.
Okay.
Put a little diamond on each one, and not that little.
So, putting stress on other people during the holiday season may not be your idea of the perfect holiday, but I'm going to do something. I don't know what it is, but I may not live up to other people's expectations, and that's going to be okay with me, because it's not my holiday if I'm allowing other people to dictate what it's going to be, Andy. I just want you to know.
Well said. I will smoke a bird for you, though.
Okay. Yeah, smoke a bird for me.
Not goose.
Goose would be great.
No, not
I've
goose.
Never had goose.
You've never had goose? No. It's good eating. Ducks are not quite as good, but still good, But anyway,
we digress.
Yeah. We do. And we really care about everybody in the community. We also know that this is a hard time for our people. If you know anybody who may not be quite as jovial in this holiday season and you want to do something for them.
Pick me up.
Give us a call. We'll talk to you about, what you could do or what may be available or anything. Just figure that out. And it doesn't have to be before the 25th because Christmas is, 12 days after that.
I miss the tradition of Christmas caroling at people's doors. So maybe we should put a group together. And the day after Christmas, day 2, day 3, we should all go Christmas caroling.
Okay, so
that'd be great.
Yes, call our office. If you're willing to participate in Christmas caroling after the holiday, let's see if we can put a group of people together and just go out and have that fun.
After the holiday, though.
I'll show you where Andy is.
When all the stresses are gone and we have opportunity to just be together, just bring Christmas, your family out. We'll go caroling somewhere.
At Andy's house. We're going to knock on his doors and start singing. He would love that, right, Andy?
Yeah.
Well, I think there are communities that would appreciate it.
I will throw oranges at you.
I like oranges.
If you catch them, you can eat them.
On a positive note, free oranges.
So you're kind of more of the Krampus, aren't you? Now, if you're not familiar with that word, I just want you to know that that was actually a pre-Santa Claus Christmas deal. Santa Claus was the Krampus, and he was not a jovial guy.
No.
He was a bit like the Grinch.
Yeah, he was more like Halloween kind of Christmas.
He was scary. You don't mess with the Krampus.
Yeah, he was, and again, the tradition was we need to threaten our kids to be good.
And
it wasn't like, oh, you're not going to get toys. It's... you're going to end up, tortured by this guy and his band of no-gooders. And so, again, that tradition, I think there was some good in that, scaring kids into doing the right thing. And I miss that. We should reintroduce the Krampus.
Miss scaring children.
Okay, huh? That's not the way we went to end. So say something positive.
435-477-6999.
PathwayHospiceCare.com.
Yeah, and we really enjoy this community, and we really are thankful for this opportunity to share our thoughts and ideas on the air with you each week.
I hope you truly enjoy your week.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
To you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.